Lucas.
We're back.
Welcome to a late night episode of Unfocus. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T. And yeah, special edition, late night version. This is number 311. This is the Plusle episode. I also just realized my hate for this Pokemon as me and AJ were talking about him. Anyway, Plusle is the cheering Pokemon.
Ah, okay.
Whack.
You know, I never knew that, but I know why that is.
Isn't it something with him and Minus?
Yeah, exactly, because they were the first, like, dual pair Pokemon, because this is when they first introduced dual battles.
In Blue and Gold, right?
Ruby Sapphire,
Ruby,
right?
Ruby Sapphire, yeah.
So that makes sense why he's a cheering Pokemon, because I think they did Helping Hand was one of their moves to power each other up.
Yep.
Or something like that, I believe. So
it's funny,
I get it.
It's funny, they made that whole system, and there was like five tag team moves in that whole game. There's like Baton Pass, that, and
yeah.
It was weird.
Now it's a big-ass thing they do. That's VGC for you right there in Pokemon. That's all I do now, double battles, ever since then. So that's why I don't like Ruby and Sapphire. No, I was kidding.
Changed everything.
It did. All right, but yeah, we're back. It's episode 311, like we just said. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28. Collision28.com, Spotify. We're there, too, and Focus Podcast on YouTube.
Yeah,
and I'm AJ.
Yeah, and I'm T. Yeah, that's
right.
We're both here.
Focus Weeks.
Yeah, I'm Focus Weeks. Shit, you've been out of town. Did you get to do anything?
I play a lot of things on my Switch. So recently, I spoke about how I had a free copy of Skullgirls, and I gave it to my younger niece. She's like 10 or 9, maybe even 8.
Oh, so she's whipping your ass already, is what you're saying.
No, not yet, man. She's not even there yet. She plays a lot of Fortnite, though.
She's a little slow, huh? No, that's just what I'm playing.
But anyway, so
it's more of an insult to you than to her, you know?
So I found out, though, that I gave her this this code for Skullgirls back in, like, February during our birthday. And she never friggin' went and did it. I don't think she knew how, and I don't think she wanted to ask, like, her dad or anything like that, who's kind of, you know, the go-to for that shit. And then I asked her, like, a couple months later, like, hey, did you ever start playing that game? She's like, oh, no, I forgot. I was like, what do you mean you forgot? Go do it, because I'm not sure if that shit expires, because I've had it for over a year now.
Yeah, you got to at least load it, right?
Yeah. And then finally, what are we in now, August? And I asked her again, like, have you done it yet? She's like, no.
Wow.
I'm like, all right, let's do it right now, because I was with her. I was actually there, like, because I went to go visit my family out of state. So I was there with her, so we did it. Took forever, because they have slow-ass internet out there. But yeah, got it working, and we end up playing, and there's no, like, local, like, play amongst Switches, only online play for if you want to do...
It's just getting, man, this multiplayer thing is getting out of control. You know, I've already expressed my dislike for this back when Unfocus started, and all the games, like, you had to play online. The game started becoming the point where you had to play online to play with someone from another console instead of, like, playing in the same place.
Yeah, I mean, it's the
Switch. Gotten
worse. It's kind of weird. I'm like, that's weird that I have to do it for this fighting game. But then I was like, you know what? I forgot that we can link these Switches controllers together. So I just synced her Joy-Cons to my Switch, and we just play like that.
Oh, so you can play locally. Okay.
Yeah, you can play locally if you have two controllers on the one system. But I was trying to play system to system locally, and that wasn't an option. But I was sitting there forever, like, man, really? Like, how can we do this right now? I was like, oh wait, I could just link her. Like, and then, yeah, and we played a few matches, and she doesn't know what she's doing. She's mostly button mashing right now. But the next day she came over and she's like, uncle, like, I'm stuck, can you help me beat her this one character? I'm like, oh, okay, sure. And she was already almost at the last boss already.
So, oh, shit.
Yeah, she got that far. She couldn't beat the last person, and then there was a boss battle, and then she was stuck on that. So I played that, and I beat it for her. But I was like surprised, like, oh shit, you actually got pretty far. That's cool, like, you're actually trying to play.
You got her into it, bro.
Yeah,
it's real now.
And then the last day I went to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And my goal, because I knew the new Digimon cards had dropped on Friday, and this was what, on Saturday I was there in Albuquerque.
And you're in the middle of nowhere, so you're like,
pretty
much, my best chance.
Exactly. Like, there's no one shopping for Digimon cards out here. I got to find something. And so I found a couple of card shops, and the first one I went to, it was like in an office building. and like it was like a shut door, but when you open up, it looks like you're in like an office like lobby, like a bank lobby or something like that. I was like, what the fuck?
What?
But yeah, you have to go like to a certain suite number, and I walked down the hallway, and it was an open door right there, and there's a little car shop in there. And there's people playing Pokemon. It was Pokemon tournament day for them there. And I walked in there, and I was there also with my niece again and my sister. And she was like, what are they doing? I'm like, they're playing Pokemon cards right now. And my sister's like, oh, you got to get into Pokemon cards. I know you're playing Pokemon cards still. I'm like, yeah, kind of. I'm like, I didn't bring my cards, though. Like, she's like, are you going to play, AJ? I'm like, no, like, I didn't bring my cards. Otherwise, I might have would have gotten whipped, though. I probably don't even have legal cards thinking about it now. But actually, my niece seemed interested, so maybe I'll get her a box of Pokemon cards in the future. I don't know. But anyways, I did find some BT5, the new Digimon set, Battle of Omni. I got a few packs of those. And the guy there was like, yeah, if you buy 5 or 6 packs, you get a free demo pack. I was like, or promo pack. I was like, cool. I think it's supposed to be 12, though. I think you're supposed to get 12 and get a promo pack.
Yeah, every 12. We got 2 with our box, which is 24, so that makes sense.
I got 1 promo for 6. I was like, cool, let's do it.
For and every 6, you got 1?
Yeah, but I only bought 6, though. And so I bought 6 packs over there. What up, Carlos? And then, I did that. I think that's where I pulled. What did I pull out of that? I think I pulled out 1 Omni and 1 Lord Nightmon. So that was cool. That was pretty much it for what I did out there. What else did I play? I played some Smash with my niece as well. And I had no GameCube controller, so I was fucking trying to learn how to play on the Switch controller. Same thing for Skullgirls. I had no arcade stick, so I had to play with the Switch controller. And I still managed to kick her ass, so you know I do.
Once you know the system, you know, as long as you stay on it.
Yeah. And then I read Sonic. Oh, yeah. I bought it before I left. I went ahead and went to my stash at the comic book store I go to. And apparently I'm behind, so I fucking had like 6 comics to read. I read most of them, Sonic the Hedgehog. Not bad. I also got this 30th anniversary Sonic, so I don't know what this is about yet, but I'll be checking that out pretty soon for sure. I think that's basically all I've done. I watched Kenshin. We can talk about that.
Oh, shit. We can talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's come back to that. But we will. Because I think that was part of my Unfocus week too. All right, cool. Anything else?
Nah, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, for me, I've been catching up on My Hero Academia, which is nice. Dope-ass anime. There's a current season on coming out that I'm in the middle of season 5, I think. Oh, thank you. I think you just fixed that thing that was wrong.
The buzzing was from this one. I think this microphone might be dying.
Really? That's our pricey one.
I know. This was our first one, so I'm not surprised. This has been here for like 7-8 years now. This is Ann Jr.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
This is the one that Ann bought and that she uses for her music, and it's kind of dying, and I'm getting scared.
Oh, did you see if I Venmo'd you or not? Did I?
Oh no, I checked early and I didn't see anything.
Okay, I'll send it right now. Anyway, but okay. So for my Unfocus weeks, yeah, catching up on My Hero Academia, which I'm not 100% caught up on. I'm on episode 100 right now. I think there's 107 out right now.
Okay.
So still catching up on that.
That's what I'm gonna start watching pretty soon.
Oh man, it's so good. But let's see, what other ones? I've been watching, what else have I checked out? Oh yeah, I saw Suicide Squad. That was really good.
Nice.
I highly recommend
that. Yeah, I've been hearing that it's been pretty good, which I'm like kind of surprised about. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Suicide Squad's amazing. Yeah, this is funny. It had a lot of character behind it. Like, it was way different from the first one for sure. I'll just say that. And Digimon cards. I've been doing the Digimon cards. Surprisingly, now I have more Omnimons than I know what to do with. I wanted them and stuff, you know, but now I don't know what to do with all of them because I pulled out
play them.
I don't know how. I got a X antibody Omnimon, which can evolve on top of an Omnimon.
What color does a Digivolve from though?
Blue normally? Or red?
Blue or red.
I traded you for one of the new Omnimons. Mm-hmm. That can go for blue or red again.
Yeah.
I got an Omnimon. I got 2 Omnimon Schwartz now.
Oh, yeah, 2?
I got 2.
Oh, shit.
1 alt art, 1 regular.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Damn.
But,
yeah. Is it like, do you need more for that deck you're trying to build?
Yeah, I still need Lady Devimon, and I still need,
But more the Omnis.
No, I can play with 2.
Damn.
I might even just throw the X antibody in there just to see how that works. Oh, yeah. No, it has to go from blue or red. Never mind, I can't do that.
Yeah, because purple deck you're trying to build there, right?
Yeah, purple.
That's crazy that you got those. Like, I would have done that deck myself if I ever got those cards, but you got them, so I guess I don't need to do it anymore. That Lilith Mon loop. And plus, you've been getting Lilith Mons too, so.
I only have one. I got a Lilith Mon.
Oh, I thought you had like two or something.
You know, I think I did, and I want to say I gave it to somebody.
I know Will was asking for some. Maybe you.
I think I might have given
it to
Will.
Him or something.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You should see if he's even using it.
I wanted it back, but he was going to use it for something. He's trying to build a deck with it. I don't know if you guys can see, but there's my two forces right there.
I want to see this shit.
But yeah, that's what I pulled.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so honestly, me and AJ with the first box we got, we pulled almost every dope ass card in there. Almost, you know, we were missing a couple.
Yeah, we didn't get all these omnis. We got a few omnis though.
Yeah. Yeah, the X antibody and the regular one.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Oops.
So, bunch of asshole. So yeah, just kind of still like, even though I have all these dope ass cards for purple, it's funny. I have all the hardest cards to get. All the easy ones I don't have. Like, there's this one called Anubis Mon. Everyone says it's dope.
I have Anubis.
I need, like, three of those or four of them. Will didn't pull any. I didn't pull any.
Is he? I think he might be from four.
Anubis Mon?
Yeah, I think he's from four.
Oh, maybe I'm looking in the wrong place.
Because I have some on the side here because I was going to try to throw some in my deck. Let's check it out because I know I just saw him right here right now. Where are you, Anubis Mon?
Oh, he's from four. Okay, the way they were talking about him, I thought he was from five. Okay.
There he is. Yeah, BT4.
Wow. Okay. Now I know I've been looking in the wrong place, so maybe I'll find him faster now. Okay. I'll look out for that. But yeah, otherwise than that, so yeah, starting a purple. My blue's still pretty fucking clutch. Like, that's what I was saying. I wanted to add the X antibody in there, but I was like, if I take some shit out, I might fuck up my ratio, and I'm fucking killing it with my blue right now. So, yeah. Like, maybe I should just leave it. And so that's why I haven't fucked with it, you know?
Yep.
So maybe I'll make a second blue and make it all about that shit. I don't know. Carlos, Steve, thanks for joining us tonight. Sorry. If you would have heard us, Steve, we were definitely saying this is going to be a late night episode.
Yeah, I had to make an emergency watch of What If, because I didn't watch it last night, and I was at work today. So what happened.
Rurouni Kenshin in the beginning. Saw that. We'll talk about that a little later. Splatoon, been playing that.
Oh.
Yeah. I kind of fucking figured out another new technique for myself, like how to merc people and shit. Like, it's pretty crazy. I keep learning new stuff. Well, that's tight. I like that. But yeah, so I kind of learned some new stuff on Splatoon here and there. Man, I guess that's it for my Focus Week. I can't think of anything else. What are you doing?
Fucking around the camera. fuck, this is just bright though. Got some new lights that we're gonna need. So coming soon, guys. Anyone that's watching live right now or in the future, on the podcast or not? Podcast. Because we're doing that's a podcast right now. We're gonna be doing a 3-on-3 tournament, fighting game tournament here pretty soon on this channel. So that's why I got some lights. This came in today, and kind of wanted lights anyways. And these are pretty good. They're pretty bright and they're pretty small. And this is going to help us light this green screen back here so it can be better pretty much. And it's already getting hot. That's crazy. This shit's bright as fuck, though. All right, well, they work pretty good. Anything else?
Gunpowder milkshake's really good.
Okay. Oh, dude, my brother fucking had this whiskey. It's so fucking good. It's made by the dude who owns, like, UFS. He put it together. I forgot his name. Dana something. I think is what his name is. Anyways, it's a fucking banana whiskey, dude. You know banana's my shit, right?
No.
Oh, well, I love bananas. And it's banana whiskey, and it's fucking good as hell. I need to find it. It's like, it has a monkey on it. Forgot what it is. Anyways. All right, should we jump into...
Let's start with What If.
Okay.
After that, we'll do Kenshin.
All right, then. I see what you're doing here. So, spoiler topic right now, guys. If you haven't watched the first episode of What If... Then GTFO.
And for anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about, that is the new follow-up series for Marvel to Loki.
Correct. That is correct. So input. What if? Oops. If episode one. Should I put like Marvel? What if?
No.
Like,
no, it's fine.
I'll do it. I already did it.
Jeez, don't even ask me. All right. So yeah, Marvel. What if? I was super impressed by the first episode. I feel like they did a really good job, like, just kind of, you know, reinventing what we already knew about the Marvel Universe as far as that one goes.
What I like about it so far, and it's, like, something that I, like, kind of believe in, too, is, like, the butterfly effect type of thing. Like, if you do one little thing differently...
Everything changes.
It's just, like, the future just changes.
Well,
like,
you're going to love this show, because that's what If comics are all about. It's, like, somebody making one choice different, it changes everything. Like,
decides to blink a little differently. So the world's changed.
Yeah, they say there's a different universe for everything you can think of.
Yeah.
Like for you looking left instead of right in one moment, you know?
Right, yeah.
And so,
I don't doubt it.
For everyone that didn't get to see it or doesn't know, the first episode is called What If Peggy Carter Was the One to Get the Super Soldier Serum?
And it's a long-ass title.
I think that's actually what it's called. What If Peggy Carter Got the Super Soldier Serum?
Okay.
Yeah, so it was amazing. It was done really well.
Yeah.
The moment of convergence was real easy. Like, simply, she just stayed in the room instead of going into the back room to watch Steve change.
Yeah.
And, you know, that gave her a chance to act, like, participate in everything that went down. And
so the doctor still died.
Yeah, Erskine's not living. I'm sorry, Dr. Erskine. You ain't making it.
That just has to happen no matter what, huh?
Well, because then otherwise it's going to be an army of super soldiers, and that's not going to be good for anybody.
Yeah. So that's crazy that still has to happen.
Yeah.
And then instead of like someone else, like, oh yeah, fucking Steve Rogers got shot instead, which is why he couldn't take the serum anymore.
I love how they're like, Stark, get in there. And he's like, what? No, I'm the button guy. Yeah. I push the buttons, okay? Howard Stark's like, I'm not getting that shit.
Yeah.
And but Peggy Carter had the courage to fucking get in there and say, like, fuck it, let's do it.
Exactly.
and
then the other thing, too, is that train still had to blow up.
Yeah, they still had to lose somebody there.
Yeah.
I will say, I kind of felt like it was a missed opportunity when Steve Rogers fell in the chasm to not change him into a super soldier right there.
Right, and make him freaking
the Winter Soldier. Yeah, I was like, man, not that what they did was bad. What they did was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, that was a missed opportunity. They could have went a little further with that, you know?
It makes me think that having the Tesseract was the basis for the arc reactor, says Tai Chi.
Oh...
Okay, yeah.
Well, that makes sense, because Howard had time to study it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, okay, yeah, I could see that.
Or even the future new element that he gets in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, he also says there, too, like, you know, my technology, I'm bounded by the technology of my time. I can't go forward with this.
Wow, and he got something more advanced.
So maybe, like, he figured out some shit. He's like, fuck, I can do this, but I don't have the tech to do it right now at this time, this day. So he made those plans, and later on, Tony came across them. Maybe that's a thing.
Yeah.
The other thing that I thought was crazy, too, is that Captain America, or in this case, Captain Carter, still had to be lost in time in some way.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of saw that coming a little bit, but I didn't think it was going to happen the way it did.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to happen. I didn't think that was going to happen, but that was the thing.
Yeah, since we're talking about Captain Carter, you know, I'd like to call her Captain Britain, but I feel like they're dodging that name on purpose, probably to bring out Brian Braddock later as the actual Captain Britain, the fool that flies around and has super strength and shit.
Hmm.
I feel like they're purposefully dodging that name just to save it for that character.
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
Also, did you notice... her fighting style was very different than Steve's in the first Avengers.
Yeah. Carla was saying that too. Like, Carla's like, why come Captain America couldn't be like her? Like, she's just fucking bouncing everywhere. She's quick and everything.
Well, there's actually a really good reason for that.
I think what's that reason? Because I think I know what it is.
You want to just tell me, AJ?
I think it's because she has military training, right? Because she's like fucking an actual fucking military person. Steve Rogers didn't have that shit. He was just out the street and he's like, I want to be a soldier. So I don't think he had any proper training.
Yeah, he had like a week or two of real military training. Like you said, she's an intelligence agent, so she's been doing this shit for years. Other thing, you know, that's a really good way to look at it. If you think about it in a more Marvel-y way, it was very reminiscent of him in Winter Soldier, which you know, like the way he fought in Winter Soldier was kind of like how she fought in this one. That being said, that could be attributed to exactly what you said. Maybe it's because he had more experience by Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
you know, so
yeah,
like
exactly. Yeah, she already had all that experience. Also, too, I think just their personalities as well. Steve Rogers is a little more like
hands
hands off, doesn't want to kill people, doesn't want to hurt people if he doesn't have to, type of thing.
Hey, you're happy to sock some of those fools.
Exactly. I don't think she gave a damn if she like broke someone's arm on accident. You know?
Yeah. Well, remember that big buff German guy tried to square up to her and talk shit, and she fucking
went
straight for his leg. Yeah. I was like, oh shit.
Just broke that shit right away, yeah. Where like fucking Steve Rogers would have been a little more honorable and try to make it a little more fair.
You would have squared up with him and like let him come in and shit.
Exactly, yeah.
She was like, nope, bam.
Yep,
like, done.
Exactly. So I think that's a big difference between them two right there.
Okay, so I didn't call it for this, but I called it in general that we were going to see this character soon. And I can't even confirm 100% that it is this character. And I'll tell you why a little later, but Shuma Gorath, man.
Yeah, okay, I was wondering if that was him, too. Like, who's the tentacles coming through?
It's got to be Shuma Gorath, man. I mean, that's my first guess. I'll give you a second guess in a minute. But before I get to that, is it not wild that that's who Hydra was fucking praying to this whole time?
Yeah, so is it Shuma? That's the other thing, too. Like, they've been praying to Shuma this whole time, or is that just something else?
No, I think they have. They just never had a reason to try to fucking go to the extremes to get that, to use that technology. Because they had the Tesseract in our universe, but since they didn't have the Tesseract, Red Skull's like, well, I'm going to use this other thing we have. And it was like the ancient fucking thing of Shuma-Gorath or whatever, you know? And like,
is that what they use at the end? Because they didn't have the Tesseract?
Well, they used the Tesseract to open it.
Okay, yeah,
but I'm saying, I guess he started researching it because they didn't have the Tesseract.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because in the movie, they had the Tesseract, and they spent all the time in the movie making those weapons, remember?
Yeah.
The power, the guns that had powers behind
them? Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
But in this one, you can even notice when they execute the traitors, they don't execute them with the power guns. They execute them with regular guns.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine that means they spent all those resources on setting up that gate for Shuma-Gorath.
Right.
If it is Shuma-Gorath.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then they showed the Hydra logo right after, and it's got tentacles coming out the Hydra logo. I'm like,
yeah.
So this is a big change from what it is in the comics. In the comics, they really do go after the Hydra. Like, the Hydra is, like, the mythical creature, the Hydra is what they're fucking basing their thing off of.
Okay.
And I think their origins are from that mythical creature in some way.
Right.
But this, they just went another way, and they're going with Shuma-Gorath is the thing, and that's who they wanted to let in, and they...
Damn.
Shit went wrong when they did.
So what if that is still, like, actual facts in the actual universes, like, you know, that it is Shuma?
What'd you say?
Like, what if that's still their actual fact, their actual thing they're you know, praising or whatever is Shuma? What if it is still?
I think that's...
Because we don't know what it is in the actual MCU timeline right now, but what if it is that? Because that was a proof. We just found out in a different way.
So if that's the case, I think Shuma-Gorath was always trying to do what he does in the comics, which is conquer universes.
Okay.
In the universe, he's conquered whole universes. He travels to different multiverses, conquering that whole universe. And so he always wants to get into ours and fucking fuck our shit up, you know?
Yeah.
That's fun to him. And so he...
It'd be fun to me, too, if I could do it.
So I'm imagining that through some sneaky way, just like in the comic book, he finds sneaky ways to get in our dimension. So maybe he implanted the Nazis in some way, or made himself a holy spirit to the Nazis so that they would let him out. And, like, you know, that was his way into our universe, is to get these dumbasses to fucking follow him and open the gate. He's like, fuck yeah, I'm in, you know? Like,
that's crazy.
And so maybe that was always his goal, and, like, you know, to Shuma-Gorath made Nazis.
Yeah.
You know, just an idea.
So Tai Chi in chat says, I know it's not canon, but in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Hydra was a cult that worshipped a alien monster from hundreds of years. Four hundred years.
I think, well, I don't know if the movies, if the shows were going that way, but in the comic books, that's the Hydra. It's like an ancient alien beast thing. But
I see.
I don't know if the shows were going that way or not.
Yeah, and then Cuckoo says, what a retcon from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. What the Hydra pick was based on Inhuman. So I guess something in Inhumans happened? Oh, yeah, it's Carla.
I didn't watch Inhumans.
Carla actually went and watched Inhumans.
Or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I'm afraid. I don't know
about it. Because Carla actually went and watched it, and she was just like, I don't know, like, why I watched it.
Yeah, I that's why I avoided those shows. They felt like a waste of time.
That's funny.
So here's the other reason I think I could be wrong about Shuma-Gorath, even though I'm pretty certain it is him. Especially since he was traveling to different... clearly this is a multiversal traveler.
The reason why I don't think it is Shumath, though, is because they showed us it scream and it had a mouth. Does Shuma-Gorath have a mouth like that?
No, but he can kind of fuck with his form a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if you've ever played Marvel vs. Capcom, but there's one move he does where he turns... there's one move he does. I think it's his down heavy kick.
Okay.
Where he turns himself into a giant pair of jaws and fucking chomps you.
Oh, shit, you're right.
And that's like a three-hit move.
I remember that, yeah.
So, I mean, he can change his form and shift it around a bit. But, okay, so I think it is Shuma-Gorath, especially since he hops multiverses. And we're seeing a show about the multiverse right now. And we're coming to Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, which is where my Shuma-Gorath prediction was, if anyone's been watching Unfocus. I'm pretty sure he's the villain of Multiverse of Madness. And this show, if it is really him, just seems to confirm it. But we'll see. The reason I think I could be wrong, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Do you remember that monster they were fighting at the very beginning?
Yeah.
He was a trans-dimensional being. And it had a fucking bunch of tentacles. It might have just been that thing. So, like, maybe whatever happened, Peggy Carter put it through the portal.
Yeah.
And, you know, she went to our world, but it didn't go there. Maybe that went to the Guardians in our real timeline.
Maybe.
And that's why they were fighting it.
Interesting.
just an idea. I don't know.
I like that one. So
if I'm wrong, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Someone had pointed out the beast in Guardians had a scar on it too, like a scar across it.
Which one?
The big tentacle beast they were fighting in Guardians.
Okay, okay.
It had a scar on it, right? And right before that, Captain Carter pushes it into the portal, Steve Rogers turns on his cannon and blasts it and leaves a scar on the thing.
Hmm.
So maybe it's the thing from Guardians. But I don't know. The only reason I think that could not be true is it seems like losing the tentacles isn't a problem.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine that scar would stay if it's... You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It could, though. But also, too, like, if that's the case, too, well, I don't know what they're doing, though. It depends on what Hydra is doing. Because they're using the Space Stone, right? The Tesseract. That's just a Space Stone. I don't think that it can affect other universes, right? So, like, how would that tentacle monster end up in, you know, this universe?
It may not be able to affect parallel universes, but it is a time-space stone, technically. Like, space-time? Space-time stone?
Uh-huh.
They just don't want to call it that because there is a space stone, I think.
Okay.
But it controls space and time, like where it transports you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's why Carter ended up in the future.
Yeah.
So I don't see why it couldn't interact with a different timeline.
Okay, then. Fine.
Maybe not a parallel universe, but, you know, at least a different timeline in the same universe.
Interesting.
It's getting complicated, but you know what I'm saying.
It is getting complicated, but, like, there's just, like, so many ways this can go.
Yeah.
That I don't even know. Like, I don't want to even want to, like, just settle on one right now.
Yeah, it almost makes you want to think of it like the show with all these open possibilities, right? Like,
yeah,
It's kind of interesting in that way.
I see what they're doing now, yeah.
Yeah, right? They're getting super meta with it.
But I'm wondering, too, that if they're going to pepper little facts into it. Like, hey, we never told you this, but we're showing you this in this episode now, so maybe this might carry on and be an actual fact in the overall universe that was just never mentioned. For example, like, it is Shuma, and they've been worshiping Shuma this whole time.
Yeah.
And we just never knew because this never came up.
Yeah, I love that idea.
So maybe that's what they're going to do with this. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that would make the most sense. Like, basically, Shuma Gorath got foiled very early by Captain America. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I think about it, if that is where they're going with this. Other things. Great twist to have Steve Rogers flying around in an Iron Man suit.
Right?
Didn't fucking see it. I mean, I saw it coming just because of the trailers. But outside of the trailers, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I don't think Carla realized. I don't think she paid attention to the trailers or even watched them. Because when he died... never mind. It would have gone either way. Maybe she did see it. But, like, she was thinking, like, oh, my God, is it going to become Winter Soldier next or something?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought for a second, too. But, no, obviously that didn't happen. But, yeah, also, like, what a flip of, like, their roles, too, where, like, you know, Carter's the one that lives. And then, you know, Steve Rogers is probably the one that's going to end up dying, like, early because of
Or maybe he'll be an old man.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe he'll be Greg. But, you know what else is interesting about that, is that I really thought it was cool how they had Howard Stark still be fucking Howard Stark
throughout the show.
Like, he had almost completely new lines in this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's almost was exactly the same fucking character with the same role. It was pretty funny. Like, I thought that's pretty clever writing.
No, that was good for sure, yeah.
Tai Chi brings up that she was carrying a sword with her shield, much like the real Captain Britain. I didn't even think about that. That's a good point. That's interesting. Good point, Tai Chi. So, like, the homages to Captain Britain are just getting harder and harder, and they're not calling her that. It's bothering me a little bit. What else?
I don't know. It was pretty short. What I also like, too, is, like, they kind of retold all of Captain America, the First Avenger, all, like, in the 30 minutes, but with the new character, with a new twist on it, and, like, without giving us all the little, like, backstory of the characters, because we already know what the character is and all that.
And
so
that's
pretty cool to see.
I think that's why this show has such a good advantage over the movies, because... they're working off the fact that we already know certain things.
Yeah.
So they can skip the things that don't matter, like, and get to the fucking point. I like that.
Yeah.
Also, I like how they did a parallel to the man with the plan, like, where they had the song moment where he was, like, traveling through America, like, beating foiling Red Skull.
Oh, yeah.
But instead they did it with the old 1940s music. Yeah. That was dope. I like that,
cool.
Dude.
I like that, too, yeah.
This man, they're killing it with What If so far.
So far, it was good, yeah. So, kind of... can't wait for, like, more.
And most of my YouTube reviewers that, like, review it, they saw 1, 2, and 3, and they almost all of them said, number 1 is good, but it just feels like a pilot. They're like, 2 and 3 are, then you really get to understand what they're doing with this show, and they're like, 2 and 3 are amazing. So I was like, fuck.
Okay.
So I feel like that must mean that they're building to something.
Yeah.
You know, like, something's going to be consistent in this somehow.
Yeah. To kind of skip back over to Loki really quick. We're in spoilers, right? If you're watching What If, you had to have watched the last episode of Loki by now, right? So, not only Loki, but also Black Widow. Oh my God, I had this theory earlier, and I forgot what I wanted to talk to you about it, and I forgot what it was now. First thing I want to say though is that from Black Widow, the Red Guardian, we don't know what happened to him at the end, right?
No, they just they ran away.
And then Homegirl too, right?
The mom,
The
yeah.
mom, they both got away, right?
Yeah.
And then doesn't she kind of run the freaking Black Widows now?
Yeah,
She
she's
has
what's left.
access to them, right?
If there's still gonna be a thing, then yeah, she would run it, yeah.
So we can possibly see them too in the future. And
Well,
we know we're seeing Elena pretty soon.
you know what, AJ? That's something I hadn't thought about. You're right. We could possibly see them
Because
again.
they still exist.
In
That nothing
an
happened to them.
Maybe in the next endgame moment when they need a bunch of people, those fools come
Gonna
through with a
come
bunch of
out.
Black Widows.
Yeah, right? That'd be sick.
Imagine they're like, for Natasha. Like, imagine
Yeah.
everybody would be like so hyped right there, even if she's not there.
Yeah. And I wonder if we'll ever learn like why they didn't appear in the final battle, you know? Or maybe they did and we just didn't see them on camera or something, you know?
Well, he was in jail.
No. For the final battle in Endgame?
Oh, no, it's a prequel. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe they got dusted.
Oh, okay. Well, but the shit he came back with everyone else though, right?
Yeah, but then Doctor Strange, I mean, Wong would have to know about them
Yeah.
and their secret agents. So I would think Wong wouldn't know about them.
Damn, so that means when Strange asked him, was that everybody? Wong was like just being lazy. He's like, what the
Well,
fuck, you want him more?
he
He
did. He never said he got everyone. He
he
just
never
said.
said it. Yeah, he's like, fuck, you want him more? He's like, man, there's other two people. They might have a bunch of Black
Those guys
Widows.
from that show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I
Yeah,
guess I
that's
could have got
right. Could have got
them.
them. Damn.
Fuck.
Like,
Did
fuck it, we're already here. You
I? I would love to see a little inner monologue with that.
know? Oh,
Maybe we'll
man.
get the setup for that in Shang-Chi because we know Wong's going to appear in that.
Okay, yeah, maybe
That
we'll
might
see
be the
that.
first movie I see in theaters, by the way, is Shang-Chi.
Wong wasn't dusted, was he?
No, Wong was alive.
And then Shang-Chi, isn't that supposed to take place in
During the dust,
between?
yep.
Yeah,
During
during the
the
blip.
first movie where we finally get to see what happened during the blip, besides Endgame.
Yeah.
So that would be nice.
Interesting. Okay. All right. And oh my God, I wish I had this theory about Loki and his timeline. Oh, that's what it was. Okay. Oh, something about mutants. Okay, Bishop. That's right. I was thinking about Bishop, right?
Okay.
And Bishop always has to come through from the future. Like, yo, some shit is fucked up in my future. We gotta fix your shit in your timeline right now, X-Men, right? And he always
Right.
goes and does some
Yeah.
shit,
That's
right?
his shtick. That's
That,
his whole
right?
thing, yeah.
What if we get that? And what if Kang the Conqueror is something that fucked up mutants for some reason for not Kang, okay, but he who remains, you know, maybe he had to survive and live, but he had to get rid of mutants in some way. And then Bishop comes through. He's like, "Yo, this fucking Kang the Conqueror dude, calling himself the man who still remains or whatever. He's fucking my shit up, you know. We need to go stop him
Oh my
because mutants are no
God.
longer in my timeline." So what if the first mutant movie we get has to do with Bishop? That's like where I was going with this.
Yo, AJ.
And what if we get some introduction to it in Loki season two? Because he's in a different timeline right now, as far as we know, right? Maybe there's mutants in his timeline.
AJ, you just blew my mind because this fool. Oh my God. Okay, so if he's he who remains and he's trying to keep all these fucked up timelines from happening, maybe he decided mutants are bad for the
Yeah,
timeline. Like,
exactly.
oh,
Yeah.
AJ, that's so smart. You're
Right?
right.
Like, hit me up, Disney. I'm right here.
Oh, dude, that makes so much sense actually, because like he kind of deems it himself whether he thinks it's gonna fuck shit up or
Yeah,
not. And he's
exactly.
like, these guys are too erratic and too powerful, and they just keep evolving. It's gonna fuck everything up. Just it's better if they don't exist, you know?
Yeah,
Like.
exactly. So he goes back to some point in time and he just stops them somehow.
Holy shit. I could see that happening for sure. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, Cuckoo's ass. Doesn't Kang go back to ancient Egypt to groom Apocalypse?
He does, and
Damn.
Apocalypse eventually fucks that up and
Canonically in the comics.
yeah,
Shit.
and eventually Apocalypse does fuck that up and overthrow Rama Tut, aka Kang, you know.
Okay.
And that's how Kang because Apocalypse isn't a regular mutant, right? He gets his
Right.
He's a mutant, but he gets his superpower, his crazy ass insane powers he has from a crashed celestial ship that he decided to go fuck with. Because he's like, the fuck is this? And that shit not only activated his mutant powers, but he incorporated that technology into himself. And that's why he's fucking
That's weird.
Apocalypse. Yeah, he's just fucking, he's part celestial in a weird way. That's yeah, why, yeah. Yeah, so it's like he's like an advanced.
Yeah. Also, with that theory in mind, too, where fucking he who still remains is fucking with the timeline so he can live in some way. That means, because I was also thinking about Loki surviving, right? And then Thor, and how Thor isn't really so much Thor from the comics. He's like gone away from being the king of Asgard and shit right now, right?
Yeah.
And maybe that had to happen in Kang's timeline for that whole thing to matter, right? But what if Loki figures that out and like, wait, Thor's supposed to be greater than what he is right now. This shit's fucked up. And that's all because of freaking he who still remains had to fucking move Thor in a way. So again, so he can fucking have his sacred timeline.
I don't know about all of that, but I could definitely see that.
Because why?
I see what you're saying, though. Like, how he could have been positioning different Marvel characters, like putting them down, and they don't even know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that goes with the theory that, you know, there's one version of Kang that exists in our universe, like in our timeline.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know he's Kang yet or whatever. And I forget his name, but he's the owner of a company called Kang Corp with a Q.
Oh, okay.
And when you saw the second to last episode of Loki, they show that big ass building with a Q on it.
Mm.
Now, people are saying that building looks a lot like Stark Tower, but instead of the A, there's a Q there.
Interesting. Okay.
And in the comic, Kang, his regular version, buys Stark Tower from Tony. And we don't know
who bought that tower.
We don't know who bought that tower. So maybe that trashed Kang Tower is a possible future that will happen in our timeline.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kept theorizing this whole time that it's going to be the Big Four building.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe it's going to have a big-ass Q.
Damn.
And Kang's already started taking over. You know, he's already beginning his future that he knows. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, it's too late to stop him. Look, he's already doing it. Yeah. You're like, that's been there for weeks. They're like, yeah, exactly. He's like, it's done. Like,
yeah.
So I was just thinking that, especially since we saw it in Loki, that building was there.
The other reason why I had that thought, though, is because why Loki is the one to figure out fucking the TVA shit and all that, you know, and he has like a Thor, you know, connection. So maybe it made sense for him to figure it out so we can get a real Thor instead of this, you know, party Thor we'll see in the future or whatever, right?
Yeah. Sorry, Thor, that's right, it's coming.
Yeah, so I don't know, that's another thought I had in connection with that, just something I was just kind of thinking about randomly like this week before even watching What If.
Cool thoughts, very cool thoughts. I'm really tripping off
you already here first, guys.
That one theory you had about mutants is really good. I like that.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think, did we talk about everything?
I mean it wasn't that long of an episode, so I think we covered
so much in it.
There was a lot, but a lot of it was like, well, it was just like, what if?
Yeah, that's true. I guess
there's nothing else that I really pulled out of that.
I like that she shut down Armin Zola way before he even became a problem.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
That was cool too. Yeah. So does that mean that Hydra maybe was defeated in some way and not really in S.H.I.E.L.D. maybe? S.H.I.E.L.D. still happened in some way. So that's, I mean, Steve Rogers formed S.H.I.E.L.D. then instead of her, right?
Yeah, so maybe, oh, yeah.
So that's the other flip that
so
you would
maybe
get.
There's a chance. I didn't even think about that, AJ. He might have started S.H.I.E.L.D. instead of her. Oh, shit, which might set up Old Man Rogers.
Okay.
Which is, I think I told you about that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
oh, shit, now they could do that if they wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, they could still do it right now because he's old right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I mean, like, now, like, they have a reason to say he's the director of S.H.I.E.L.D., though. You know what I mean?
And
like,
then Taichi, then maybe the Avengers never split?
No, I think there might be no Avengers in that world, because, and this is kind of cheating, because I say this because of the trailer. In the trailer, they show there's some kind of disturbance in New York, and they show this Peggy Carter, they show Chadwick Boseman loading up his Star-Lord gun.
Yeah.
They show fucking Gamora in some fucking Thanos battle armor.
Yeah.
Like and they show Party Thor with a fucking hammer and shit. And I'm like, so I think we're about to get a new Avengers team that didn't already exist.
Hmm.
You know, and I'm guessing Hawkeye will be there because he was there with
Yeah, he was there, yep, yeah. Has Japanese signs. Might not even be NYC. I didn't even notice that.
I didn't catch that. Thank you, crazy. Tai Chi. Okay, man, 1 point. One point, Steve.
Gold star.
Yeah.
Maybe silver.
I guess that's it. Yeah, I guess we should move on to Kenshin, right?
Kenshin!
All right, so spoiler alert. Different spoiler alert.
Okay.
Now we are going to review the new Kenshin movie that's just been released to Netflix the past, I think, a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
This movie is called Kenshin the Beginning. And if anyone's an old school fan of Rurouni Kenshin, especially the anime series and the movies.
Is Beginning 2 ends or 1 end?
2 ends. Anyone's a fan of the old school manga, anime, or cartoon movies that used to come out for Kenshin, you would know this as Trust and Betrayal.
Or Samurai X.
or Samurai X Trust Demetria, yeah. whatever way. Or if you're really old school, Samurai X Trust and Samurai X Betrayal.
Which I'd never seen that two separated before. It's I always see them together.
You know, it's a different experience because it's a little longer. So it's kind of annoying because it's so long. But it's also cool, though, because when it cuts, you feel the cliffhanger. You know what I mean? Like when Kyoto's on fire and shit and Kenshin runs away with her to the snow, you're like, wow. And then it just ends and you're like, what?
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of more epic, but it's also kind of like, god damn, this is long, you know?
Yeah. So, Tai Chi says, or the story of the scar if you're a manga only.
Wow. Damn. I didn't know the story of the scar. I didn't know
that. That's a deep cut.
All right. Just like the scar.
Yeah.
This movie was great. They did one thing. So it's just to go back to what we were saying.
Yeah.
Kenshin the Beginning, about trust and betrayal, about the story of the scar.
Pretty much the prequel to the whole movies.
Mm-hmm. And how he became Batosa, how the Manslayer, and how eventually he becomes Himura the Wanderer.
Yeah.
The one thing that I thought was really cool is this opens out with something we never get to see in the anime. It's something created just for the movie.
Yeah.
The scene where he gets captured on purpose.
Yeah.
So he can assassinate everybody.
He fucking was Zabuza on them too, man.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's sick.
Oh man, it was so sick. This motherfucker, he beats someone's ass, takes his sword, his hands are tied up, so he grabs the sword with his teeth.
Yeah.
And just starts slaying everybody in the fucking room until he cuts his hands free.
Yeah.
And we're just like, Jesus Christ. And it's funny because I don't know if you know about One Piece, but there's a character in there, his name's Zoro. He uses two swords in each hand and then one sword in his teeth.
Oh, shit.
That's how he fights. Because, I don't know if you know, in Japan, they call it Nito Ryu, two-style, right?
Okay.
Two-sword style.
Mm-hmm.
He uses Santo Ryu.
Oh, shit.
Three-sword style.
That's crazy.
And I was always like, because they're making a One Piece live action right now. I was like, how are you going to make the three-sword style work? I was always thinking in my head, it's not going to work, man. Like, they're going to have to change it to a knife or something, you know?
Yeah.
But after seeing this fucking Kenshin shit, I was like, no, they could do it.
Yeah.
They'll make it happen, like... And now I can see them clashing with him and just going with his teeth, killing somebody and shit. Like, the only thing I didn't, I was hoping for it, because they seemed, there's a few assassinations that they actually did beat for beat from Trust and Betrayal. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
There was like one or two assassinations that was exactly from the animated Samurai X movie.
Yep, yep.
And I was like, you guys did your homework.
Yeah.
But there's one that I love. There's one where there's two guys in the rain. This is from the animated Trust and Betrayal. There's two guys in the rain. They're like officials, and they're just walking with umbrellas. And Kenshin comes running at them. He throws his umbrella on the ground, and he slashes one guy, and the other guy's like, what? And you see Kenshin just turn the slash around and kill the other fucker.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to see that kill happen
that
in live
fast.
Action. I guess they didn't do it. No, I was
had to cut something.
Yeah, it's okay. They did a lot of cool shit. But I wanted to just point out, because I knew you'd know, I liked that kill, and I was kind of sad they didn't do that one kill.
Yeah.
But they did a lot of the manga stuff and a lot of the anime stuff.
They did, which were pretty crazy. One thing that I liked more that I feel like we didn't get like in the original animated movie was just more of a connection between Tomo and Kenshin.
Yeah, why they love each other.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel like that kind of just was kind of rushed in the animated version. You kind of didn't... Like you just kind of just bought it.
Yeah,
you didn't get to feel it. But this one, you kind of did. You got to see them kind of just be closer once in a while.
And she really made him feel more human.
And they had that whole whole conversation when they went out to the parade and they were conversating about the kid up there and all that.
And that's not even in there.
Yeah, that wasn't from the original either. I'm like, this is new right here.
Yeah.
So that was cool to see.
Also, I love the way that assassin rolled up on him where he makes it rain blood.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. It was way better than the animated movie.
That argument didn't happen inside the freaking bar or shit.
Yeah,
right?
Those two guys that were talking shit to them and talking shit to the girls in there, none of that happened.
Yeah.
Kenshin just had a couple of drinks and walked out, and the assassin came after him.
Yeah.
And, Tomoe had caught Kenshin's eye, so she was trying to follow him to talk to him.
Yeah.
And so when the assassin comes, he accidentally sprays blood on him.
And the reason why she went to go look for him was because how he defended her in the bar, which we didn't have a reason why she just kind of walked up upon him.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I was thinking in Trust and Betrayal that they wanted us to believe that she thought he was handsome or she thought he was interesting, you know? But, like, with this, it made way more sense.
Yeah.
She wanted to thank him.
Yeah.
Oh, and then that assassin used those two shit talkers as a distraction.
Yeah.
I was like, oh!
I thought it was going to be one of them to be the assassin. Like, oh, they changed it up. And then they had the dot, like, oh, it's not even him.
Yeah. Like, that's me too, bro. I thought it was going to be one of them.
Yeah.
And you know what was even scarier than the assassin coming at Kenshin all quick and doing that? Was how quick Kenshin responded with a fucking kill shot.
Mm.
Like, he did a couple dodges, counters, and then... I was like, oh, shit. Like, you're not playing with this fool, huh? Like, he wasn't playing with that fool, man.
But yeah, that was crazy, though.
Okay. Yeah, that was done really well. Other things. What else was cool about? There's a lot of cool things.
Yeah, a lot of things were, I swear, were like shot for shot from like the fucking animated movie.
Okay, I got. All right, let's do a quick lightning round. This is how we're gonna finish this quick. We're each gonna do. What did they do for you that that gained your trust? What did you like in this movie that got your trust? And after that, we'll talk about what in this movie to you was a betrayal.
Fuck, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? I'll go first. How about that? I'll go first. Okay. Go ahead. So the thing they did that gained my trust, Okita versus Kenshin.
Yeah, it was exactly what
Taiji said right there. That gained my trust, bro. Because you don't really see that much in the anime or the manga or the movie. You just see a little bit of it. You see him like clash a little bit, and the Okita's dope. Like he keeps up with Kenshin, so you're like, okay, he's tight. But then, you know, he gets sick and he doesn't fight anymore, and you're like, oh, okay. And then they switch to Kenshin versus Saito, and you know, that's what you want to see, you know, and you only see that in Trust and Betrayal. You don't see that anywhere else, Kenshin versus Saito, like for real, you know, back in the old days.
Yeah, yeah.
So they gained my trust by showing me Okita versus Kenshin, me not thinking it was going to be that big of a deal. And Jesus Christ, it was one of the sickest fight scenes I've ever seen in anything ever for live action, ever. I was like straight up comparing it to The Matrix, like when Neo fought Agent Smith at the end, you know? It was so good. To the point where I was talking to I think Tai Chi. I was like, yo, they sped that timing up, right? I was like, tell me they sped those fights up.
Right.
Because there was shit there, and it's, I mean, even if they did, that's really good camera work because it doesn't look sped up. But you're just watching them do shit, and you're like, people can't move that fast for that long.
Yeah, I was wondering that, too. Not only for that fight, but just from other random fights that are going on, too. I'm like, that was way too fast, too accurate, like, that they had to be doing slow motion and speeding up something, because that's just too crazy.
Yeah, and dude, and you know what was also tripping me out was the length of how long they were fighting for. Because I was like, I could see somebody moving that fast real quick for a scene, and then they cut the scene. But they were doing, like, long cuts, and they were going fast as fuck, and I was like, I don't even think people could have the stamina to do all that for that long. That's fucking fast. And I'm like, so if anyone, even if you guys don't care about anime or Rurouni Kenshin, if you're a fight scene person or a samurai person, you need to watch these movies. Their choreography is amazing. It's some of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So they gained my trust with Okita. Betrayal, to me, the betrayal in this movie was not showing me Kenshin versus fucking Saito. After all that, I didn't get Kenshin versus Saito. And they even had a moment where they could have given it to me, which is almost just like the anime or in Trust and Betrayal, where Kenshin's fighting Okita. Okita gets sick, and the rest of the Shinsengumi run in. All the Shinsengumi want to rush Kenshin, and Saito's like, no, he'll kill you all if you rush in. Yeah. I'll take him. And then, like, there you go. And they even got there, and they even said it.
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen. Yeah. I was like, you guys just burned me, man. I'm like, why did you do that to me? Because, like, especially after that Okita fight, I'm like, if that was sick, I'm like, I wonder what we're about to see right now with Kenshin and Saito.
Yeah.
And they're like, you hear that whistle blow, which if you've ever seen a samurai movie, if you hear that whistle blow, the fight's over because the police are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, man. All right, AJ, the trust.
Man, like a lot of the things you said, the fucking fight, just every like shot for shot thing that happened throughout the whole thing.
Was there one specific thing that gained? Give me one specific moment in the movie that gained your trust. The raining blood, him slashing Tomoe.
Not the slashing Tomoe, but the one where he like attacks her by accident. Like when he was sleeping, she comes in to put the blanket in him, and how he just shows up like that. Like it was just straight out the fucking. Like even when I saw in the trailer, I was like, they're just doing it, man.
So that was your trust. Him threatening her when he's sleeping.
From that in the beginning, that, and then just the little bits they added to it, I was like, okay, this is different. I was like, oh, wait, this is actually pretty good. You know, like, those little bits like they did add to it were good. As far as, like, betrayal, though, like, honestly, I don't know.
You don't really feel like anything betrayed you in the movie?
Also what I liked, too, was when in the final battle where he got blinded.
Yeah. Oh, the mustard powder?
Yeah,
dude.
That was different. Rather than it be a flashbang, it was like this powder that got in his eyes. Also, just that big bang that happened in the cave, that made more sense to fucking knock out his hearing.
Yeah, because like, I mean, you'd have to be really close to an explosion to blow out your hearing outdoors.
Yeah.
But in a cave where the sound is bouncing back, that would fuck you up.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that did that. They kind of retold that to me, make more sense. And I was like, okay, this is even worse. And now I really understand. Because I remember watching the fucking original animated movie, It was like, okay, a flashbang. I get flashbang in Call of Duty. It gave me 5 seconds. I'll get my vision back, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But so like, I never really fully bought it in the fucking animated movie.
I know what you mean. Like, you're just kind of like, okay, I get it. They're putting status effects on him.
Yeah, 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 okay. Exactly. I play Pokemon. I get this.
Yeah, I play Pokemon. Yeah. Somebody's too strong. You hit him with status effects. Yeah. I get it.
You do fucking the sand attack, you know, and it'd be good, right? The flash, you know, the HM5 or whatever it is, right?
Right.
Yeah, I get that, but no, this one better for sure. It was actual sand attack and shit.
Dude, I would have just done it the way I do it in real life. Sand in the pocket.
Right.
Surprise, motherfucker, you know? But you know what else was really dope that I thought about? Was when Inishi was there and that he was part of that assassin group.
Which he kind of was. They just never gave the details for it, though.
To me, they made it sound like he was an errand boy in the Trust and Betrayal anime.
Yeah.
And that, like, he was just an errand boy who wanted to get in with those guys so he could get a chance to see his sister again.
Yeah.
But in this, I got the feeling he was part of the plan to fucking fuck up the Botosai. Because they're like, all right, Inishi, you're up. And I was like, oh, he's there. I was like, and to me, it just made everything make sense. It's the one thing where I like that this came after the final.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one thing. But it still could have worked if that came before the final.
Yeah.
It still could have been just as surprising.
I also liked how they re-showed the very end of that movie is the very beginning of the first movie, too. So I kind of like they linked that together.
Ah, full circle.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
I kind of like that too. But yeah, nothing really like upset me. Okay, you know, the crane flying out of the pond. I didn't see that little scene, that little, you know, 5-frame thing.
What are you talking about?
There's a scene in the anime where there's a crane for some reason that flies away. If you remember the Madonna Frozen AMV.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that crane?
Yeah, I remember the crane. Yeah.
I didn't see the crane in the fucking live action movie.
Disappointing.
That is disappointing.
I'm going to flip this table over right now.
I was
kind
of waiting for that stupid crane to show up. I didn't see it, man. T signature.
Director's cut. It's in the director's cut.
Probably to cut it out again, right?
Briefcase. What the hell are you doing?
Give the suitcase back.
Pocket sand.
Yeah, it's me. That's me. I like that wasn't even his first choice. You know, he had other plans. He's like, all right, you're going to make me use my last resort.
Last resort.
Hey, AJ.
That's hilarious.
Remember, there's going to be a point in your life. Pocket sand, bro. Don't forget it, okay?
Oh my God, you know, I have like some sand down here I could just carry with me. It's different color, too, so.
And, you know, and I want you, like, when you throw it, like, imagine me, like, in the anime, you know, when they see the person that taught them the move is behind them, like, you know? Pocket sand.
Tease pocket sand.
All right. I guess that basically covers it. I mean, it was really good. Trust and Betrayal was amazing.
Yeah, I kind of want to go watch it again.
I know, now that we're talking about it more, like, honestly, I could watch it anytime just for the fight scenes.
Yo, did you watch it with the English dub?
I did, finally.
Yeah.
Holy shit. He's so good. The voice actor's so good. I was like tripping out. I liked it so much. I was mad at myself. I didn't watch the final with it. Because, okay, so if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, Tai Chi and AJ both told me that I should try to watch the Japanese movies, the Japanese Kenshin movies with the English.
No, I told you. I'm pretty sure Steven's against it, which is why I never mentioned it around him.
That's funny. But AJ had pointed out to me the dub voice of the English sounds almost exactly like Rurouni Kenshin's voice from the original animated series.
Yeah, from the dub animated series.
Now, I don't know if it's the same guy, because it sounds like it could be.
Yeah.
Because, like, maybe he's just a little older.
Maybe.
Or if this guy just watched the anime and was like, I want to sound like that Kenshin.
Mm.
I feel like that's very possible. And, all right, in this part, I know for sure, there's definitely some voice actors from the anime doing some of the side guys in the background.
Oh, yeah?
Because there's one guy that talked, and I'm like, you're random police officer number two. I don't know which one he is, but I'm like, you're random police officer number two, random Shishio guard number three, you know, random, you know, I know who you are. Like, I've heard your voice. And I'm like, I think they hired that same fucker.
That's
and I'm like,
funny.
And like, I rewound it a bunch of times just to make sure I'm not crazy. It's like a guy with a deep voice. He's like, yeah, you shouldn't be going that way. Like, he talks just like that. And it sounds like the same guy.
That's funny. Yeah, I didn't catch those, but, like, yeah, some of the other voices, I was like, well, at least just the Kenshin one was the one that was like, I'm watching it just because of this. Like, the Saito voice and all that was, like, a little off.
Yeah, Saito was whatever.
Yeah, not exactly, but, like, the Kenshin was, like, one that kept me there for sure.
Tomoe, too. Tomoe was
pretty close, too.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Okita, also very close to Trust and Betrayal. I don't know about the anime, because I know he was different in the anime. I think Sojuro and Okita had the same voice in the anime.
I think so, too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but the Trust and Betrayal Sojuro, Okita, he sounded like him to me a lot.
Oh, I don't remember the voice in that.
Yeah. Just not very young and very...
But yeah, Okita, though, like, the whole time, like, when I saw him with his bald head, I was like, is that, like, is our way, or their way of showing you that he's sick? You know?
No, that's how samurai used to roll back in the day. Some of them just used to have that hairstyle.
Okay, that's a weird hairstyle, Dan. I thought it was like him being sick type of hairstyle. But and on top of that too, like, I was like wondering, like, is he that second? He's a second member or the?
He's the third captain. Third captain of the Shinsengumi.
Yeah, I was waiting for them to say that. I'm like, that's him, right? Because I couldn't remember his name off the top of my head. I'm like, what's his name again?
Yeah.
And they finally said, the third letter, the third leader. I was like, it is him. And they say Okita. I'm like, it is fucking him. And then he coughed. I was like, oh my God, it's fucking him.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
And then we actually had the battle at that point, too. I was like, fuck. Yeah, so that blew my mind for sure.
Yeah, that's so great. So great.
Yeah.
Okay, it's getting late. I don't think we're going to be able to do the whole episode, but shall we just kind of power through a few news things?
Yeah, for sure. All right, nothing else we got to say about that?
No, let's jump into the news.
All right. Oh, this button.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
News.
What?
Okay.
Let's get it!
I'm going to kick us off here. You ready, bitch?
Okay.
You ready?
Let's do this.
Okay. So, first piece of news. There is going to be a Back to the Future manga.
What?
So, I don't know if anyone knows what the rule is for Back to the Future, but the creator of Back to the Future has a contract agreement. No one can make a new live-action Back to the Future.
No, that is the way around it.
No reboots, no remakes, no continuation. You can't do it without his approval, and he's already said he's not approving it. The only way you're allowed to make this is if he dies. He said once he dies... contracts up, someone can make a new Back to the Future. But until he dies, you can't make one. So we do the next best thing, I guess. We're going to make a fucking anime.
Go out of the country.
Yeah, we're going to go out of the country for one. But we're going to turn into a Japanese manga / anime. You know, which that's more than enough to make people hyped about it again.
Wait, so it's a manga?
It's a manga. Which I just feel like it's going to lead to an anime.
Yeah,
eventually.
It's going to lead to an anime, right? And then, you know, a couple years after that, it'll be a live action on Netflix.
Yeah, and there you go. We got it anyway.
There's your loophole.
He'll probably be dead by then. Not but yeah, no, Back to the Future. I see the little dogs in there too. Ayn, I think, is his name, right?
No, Ayn's from Cowboy.
Well, yeah. Don't they have the same name?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember a dog from Back to the Future.
Oh, what?
I don't remember Back to the Future.
The Ducks.
Oh, Taichi said it is Einstein.
Yeah, Einstein.
Is that where Ayn gets his name?
I think so.
Oh,
I've always felt like that was the reference.
Oh, shit. I never fucking put that together before.
Yeah, I always thought that was the reference anyway.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, Taichi confirms.
But anyway, yeah, so it's funny that they have this, like, hard rule on Back to the Future, which is why the only Back to the Future
they're gonna have the freaking the clock tower building right there in the background, right there in the corner.
Yeah, they're probably gonna retell it beat for beat. I don't think they're allowed to stray too much from the story.
Oh, shit, okay.
You know, so, but yeah, it's coming. I mean, I'll check it out. I feel like it's gonna be so similar, so I don't know if it'll be that worth checking out, but you know, it'll be fun.
Damn, Cuckoo's dropping the knowledge too. Fucking Ayn apparently is also German for one.
Oh,
the
cool.
Number one.
Oh, he is the smartest. He is the smartest fucking dog. He's like
the number one dog, right? He's the first one developed like that.
He's
right?
Best boy, as they like to say.
Yeah,
right?
The goodest of boys.
Yeah, there you go, goodest of boys. So yeah, Back to the Future manga coming later this year. Wow, surprise,
damn,
motherfucker.
You didn't see that coming.
I don't know when we're going to get an American translation release. They haven't said anything about that yet, but you know.
If they're allowed to.
They're probably not. I'm sure they haven't signed any of those deals yet. But yeah, keep an eye out for Back to the Future, the manga.
All
AJ?
Right. So I guess I'll go through this really quickly. Some updates. I talked about the Steam Deck last time. One thing that I was wondering about that someone's kind of confirmed, because some people have their hands to go to like Valve's like place where they have the Steam Deck over there, the handheld, you know, computer thing, and they said that yeah, USB shit does work, and you can charge it with a battery pack and everything, and you can also plug in like controllers into it, and maybe even a keyboard and mouse, which means I can probably plug in my controller, my arcade stick into one of these too. So that's cool. I was kind of glad to hear that. I think it does sound like you could also actually they're not sure yet because they can't open it yet, so I don't know, so I'm not gonna confirm that. Other thing I'll quickly mention too is the whole Activision Blizzard thing that's happening, how they're being sued and all that for all the crazy dumb shit that yeah. their higher ups are doing over there. Mm-hmm. Well, that walkout that I mentioned actually did happen that day.
Oh shit.
So yeah, Activision employees walked out, and someone, they didn't say who because they don't know who, but supposedly some rival company sent out some food trucks to go support them.
Wow.
While they're walking out and shit.
That's
yeah.
funny.
Also, some news came
out.
Wait.
On that piece of news, let me just bounce off of that real quick.
Yeah.
The president of Blizzard stepped down.
That's exactly what I was about to say right now, too.
Okay,
yeah.
Alan Breck.
Yeah.
He's leaving the company. And you know, he's not saying he got fired. He's not saying he's leaving over these allegations, mm-hmm. but you know, he's leaving.
Yeah, he's leaving. Yeah, that happened. Another thing that happened, too, that I heard, that like a story that came out, that someone came out and talked about during a Blizzard event a few years, like years ago. This one hacker, like she's a chick, a lady who's a hacker. She's a what do they call them? A penetration tester. They kind of test people's networks.
Sounds dirty.
And exactly. But they try to go and try to like break into their, you know, networks or whatever in any way they could. And people pay money to have these people do that.
Oh,
to them.
Yeah. I've heard about this before. Probably from you, actually.
Yeah, probably. Because I've been hearing a lot of stories about that. Anyway, she's one of those. And she, at a convention, this is at a, I think it was like a Death Con or some like hacker convention. Blizzard was there. And she went up to their booth, was like, hey, yeah, if you guys need some work, I can help test some of your network stuff. And they kind of laughed at her, like, what, really, you? And I'm like, well, who are you working for? Who's the main guy that works for you? Like, I asking
wow.
for a man, you know? Yeah, and she was kind of just annoyed, and it was kind of like, fuck them. And yeah, she finally came out with that story, like, recently. Just
she should have just hacked their shit just for that right away.
Right, for reals, right? But yeah, so a lot of fucking fucked up news coming out of them, so hopefully all their people end up, like, you know, leaving. And good news about Blizzard, by the way, though. Apparently, one of their games, Hearthstone, it's a card game that you play on the computer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I heard of it.
There's a whole like accessibility thing for like blind players or people that have like just very bad vision, legally blind people. They try to play games, but sometimes they can't play all the games because there's no accessibility to help them see the game better. But someone did some mod to Hearthstone and was showing it off somewhere, and a Blizzard person saw it and was interested and, you know, started asking questions to kind of help implement some of those things into their future revisions of the game in the future. So that's a cool thing that Blizzard's still doing. So there's still good people there, just to kind of point that out. Hmm. Anyway, that was my quick updates I want to go over real quick.
Okay. Other quick piece of news. I'll go to my next one here. So, the movie The Shining, I'm sure you've heard of that before. It's, like, super popular.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the AC on real quick.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I'm glad. Thank you. Let me know if you can't. I'll ask to give us the limit. But anyway, other piece of news real quick. There is a Bleach one-shot. The manga Bleach has come out with a return for themselves. They haven't done one in, like, 5 years. And, you know, it's because their last manga ended in kind of a bad note. People didn't really love it. People were kind of mad about that. But, you know, it's come back now. It's only one shot, but it mysteriously feels like it's setting up future things. So people kind of don't believe it's a one shot. So I'm just going to say Bleach is trying to come back right now. It doesn't seem that great anymore still. So we'll just have to see what they do with it going forward.
Is it like a follow-up? Like,
yeah, it's a continuation. Yeah, but it's a one shot, they say. But it feels like they're setting up to do more shit. So I don't believe them. I'm actually not that excited. I'm just not really into it. They really fucked it up, man. I love Bleach so much, and they just ruined it for me.
All right. That sucks.
Other piece of news real quick while I'm at it. The show, The Shining. So there's a movie called The Shining. Everyone probably knows Jack Nicholson, Stanley Kubrick, very famous movie. It's a whole movie about a haunted hotel, you know, with different spirits that died in the hotel that all haunt it.
Okay.
They're going to do it.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, dude, you definitely need to see The Shining. It's a great movie. It's one of, they say it's one of the best movies ever made.
I'm going to start thinking of Luminous if I watch that shit.
That'd be hilarious. If you could hear, if you, because you know, it's all about a guy going crazy. Imagine that he's just hearing that song the whole time and like, that's why he's going crazy. You'll probably get a better kick out of it.
That's funny.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, The Shining was going to have a spinoff called The Overlook about all the ghosts and people that died there and that were haunting it during the movie The Shining and how they got there, which I was really excited for. This was being pitched to HBO, but they said HBO turned them down for it, so we're not getting The Overlook show anytime soon. However, they said they will be shipping it to other streaming services. Their goal is to shoot it to Netflix right now. They're very clear. But they said they will be shipping it around to different streaming services. I'm pretty hyped to see this because I just always want to know more about those random fuckers because I don't read the book. I know the book. I guess the book tells you everything about all of them. Yeah, maybe Dr. Sleep. Yeah, you know, Tai Chi, it's not made by the same people who made Dr. Sleep. But I would imagine that maybe they were thinking about that when they didn't greenlight this. You know, maybe that's true. But yeah, we'll just have to see. Hopefully Overlook does get picked up by Netflix. I would love to see a show about The Shining. For anyone that doesn't know what Dr. Sleep is, it was the sequel to The Shining, which came out just 3 years ago.
Damn.
Shining is a movie from like 70s or 80s.
Oh, really? Oh,
they just made the sequel 3 years ago.
I did not know that.
Now,
okay.
The book, the sequel book came out like 2 years after the first book. That's why everyone was waiting for a sequel to The Shining forever. So people say that that movie just came out too late. So that's why no one cared anymore.
Okay.
Anyway.
All the people that cared were already like gone and
probably dead.
Yeah.
All right, AJ, your turn.
So you don't have the Knuckles story, right? Do you?
No, I saved it for you because I knew you were gonna have it.
All right. So Idris Elba posted this
on top of his Suicide Squad success. You know?
Oh, right, right.
He's
oh,
the
shit.
Main guy in Suicide Squad.
Oh, is he now? Okay.
He's the main character.
That's crazy. Well, he also posted this. He said on the tweet, "Knock knock," and then put hashtag Sonic Movie 2 hashtag Knuckles with a picture of Knuckles' fist with his knuckles.
Damn.
From Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah.
And, you know, we had heard rumors about this, that Idris Elba might be in the running for the voice of Knuckles. And
I think that could work.
I thought it was hilarious and kind of over the top when I heard the rumors.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they're doing it, I'm like, I fuck with it, you know?
Yeah, I kind of imagine his voice being kind of deep like that, too. So it makes sense. Like, I can't remember his voice in the anime.
I can. It was kind of sounded like Raphael.
And I don't even think I even heard him in the games because I was never able to play any of the friggin' 3D
games. Oh, the adventure
games.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny. I love his voice in Sonic Adventure. I thought it was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. But, you know, Idris Elba, I think, will be a good fit.
I think so, yeah. I'm not mad at it at all. Well, let's just see it. I have no complaints about this one at all. I'm down to check it out.
Just don't do the buff knuckles and we'll be happy.
Right, exactly. That's the only one thing. Don't give me the freaking Sonic Boom knuckles. And we'll all be good here. All right, anything else?
Yes. Real quick.
I got one real quick if you want.
Yeah, all right, you go ahead.
Demon Slayer.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry, real quick. Knuckles wasn't the only thing he teased. Since off of the success of Suicide Squad, he's been questioned and interviewed a lot this past week. And one thing that's come up in the interview, besides the Knuckles thing, is, are you ever going to come back to Marvel?
Ooh.
And they asked, are you ever going to come back to Marvel? Are you going to play someone different? Is there any way Heimdall's coming back? He's like, he said, you know what? All I'm going to say is the door is always open with Marvel, and there's absolutely a chance.
Okay.
So he's like, all right. And I'm like, I feel like that means they've at least talked about things, maybe cameos or something, you know? Like, we are in parallel universes now. Like, Heimdall could make an appearance. You know?
Does he? Yeah, either that or unless he has some special powers where he kind of, like, I don't know, is reborn in some way or something. I don't know.
I don't know enough about the comic book Heimdall to say.
Or maybe Thor will have one of those weird dreams again where he sees him.
Right.
And has some special message. I don't know. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. That's good to hear that.
I thought it'd be fun after that last one you were saying. He made a comment on it. It's like,
speaking of Sonic 2, I saw this today and I want this shit, man. This is fucking Dr. Robotnik's, one of his boss machines, the Eggman robot from looks like sort of Sonic 2. And this thing has a little catapult with the little Sonic the Hedgehog, like in the form of a ball.
Oh,
that I'm pretty sure that you can catapult him at this Dr. Robotnik. I want this shit. And it looks like Jack Pacifics is putting it out. I thought it was going to be a Lego thing, but I'm kind of excited that it's not, which I don't care either way, really. I don't know when this is coming out, but be like like, just know for sure I'll have this shit when it comes out. Oh, looks like it's gonna be like 9 inches
it's
tall.
It's gonna be right here.
It's
on
gonna
the
be
desk.
Right here. Yeah, we'll retail for like $40, and we can pre-order now. Amazon's already out of stock, but you can pre-order at GameStop. Yo, I want this shit. And there's a video for it. Sonic the Hedgehog, giant oh, it has a fucking 90s commercial, too.
There's a very 90s sounding commercial.
Right?
With that fucking loud, energetic white guy at the beginning.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog!
Yeah. Oh, no!
Yeah, I feel like I'm right in the 90s right now. It's so weird.
This is sick.
You didn't show you clips from the game? That's very 90s,
that
too,
is.
I feel like.
Yo, as it falls apart like that?
When you hit the fucking
side. Dude, oh. That is sick. Comes with everything you see here. Batteries unincluded.
Man, I remember I was so mad when they started calling him Eggman and Duck and Sonic Adventure. I was like, Eggman? And like, you know, he says, don't call me that. Call me Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that he's always been Eggman. Like, it's just so crazy to me. Like, that was just their way of introducing it into America, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Which is fucking weird still, too. But ever since I learned that, I've been like, all right, fine.
Yeah, well, fine. I think you had to tell me that to make me okay with it.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was like, I've been mad about that since Sonic Adventure, since before I met you. I was like, Eggman. I'm like, that's stupid.
I've been mad about it ever since I heard that, too.
Right?
And now I can't be mad anymore.
I know. Especially since the American studio went out of their way to make it make sense. They even had to say, oh, don't call me that, you know? Like,
yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah, send us a Carla to tell her Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good Christmas present. Okay, so one of the deadliest things you can hear if you're a fan of a video game is to hear that title has been announced with the after subtitle, the animation.
Okay.
If you're a fan of any Japanese video game, your worst nightmare is to hear that video game's name with the animation under it. For example, The World Ends With You, the animation.
Oh, you don't
Grand
like
Blue, the animation.
What's wrong with
These
that?
Are all wonderful games, but the animes fucking suck. You know, it happens a lot. So, that being said, Tales of Symphonia,
the animation.
The animation from the GameCube game back in the day, right?
Okay.
They finally made this into an anime, and guess what? You're just watching the video again. I just like to imagine you just brought it up just to watch it again.
I was like,
on the side.
Oh man, this is amazing. Yeah. No, I'm trying to like get this video out of here.
But no, Tales of Symphonia, the animation doesn't suck.
Okay, cool.
Bro, it's kind of good. Like, I saw the reviews were high, and like I looked on Anime News Network, and they were like, you know, their headline article. Tales of Symphonia, .. not bad, you know, with a bunch of exclamation marks and shit.
That's cool.
And I was like, what? And I was reading the article, and I was just like, what the fuck? This is good? And I was like, I gotta just chime in. I haven't even played the game. I just want to see, because usually you can tell these things are bad right away. And you know, just like I said, you know, The World Ends With You, I was like not impressed right away from the early episodes. I watched this, and I was like, this feels like an anime.
That's
this doesn't
cool.
feel like you're just trying to shove some video game shit down my throat.
I don't think I've heard of Tales of Symphonia, though.
It was a pretty popular GameCube. It was the first RPG game to come out on GameCube.
Ah.
And, you know, it's drawn anime style like this and shit. It was, like, the only thing. It just didn't pop off in America. It was more of a Japan thing.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, like, the art looks good, and the game is actually... I mean, the show is actually good.
Nice.
I was just shocked that that could even be done. I don't think I've seen that done ever. Or not in a long... Is there any video games that have good animes? Besides, maybe Final Fantasy V.
King of Fighters? Oh, yeah, Darkstalkers.
No, wait, that's right, yeah. No, that was the show's good, not the movie, right?
I don't know which one. Sonic the Hedgehog?
Okay, yeah, that's true. Okay. Some of the Sonic the Hedgehog shows are good.
Mario's Super Mario Brothers? Super Mario Super Show?
Anyway, all right, AJ, your turn to get some news.
Well, you know, not only do video games come out, like, you know, in animated form, whatever, but sometimes you get video games like Street Fighter, the movie, the game, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Street Fighter, the movie,
no relation to that, but speaking of games, how about this anime game, Demon Slayer?
What, is it Demon Slayer video game?
Yeah. Check out this...
it's a fighting game?
Fighting game, man. It looks like it's a tag team
fighting
game.
It's a tag team fighting game?
Yeah. Now, like, none of the big players that we always hear about are making this. I don't think so. I'm not sure who's involved, but it's not no Namco Bandai or anything like that either.
Oh, well, that scares me right away.
And this seems...
No.
But look, it's side by side. But sometimes it has that fucking arena form where you're behind one character.
Oh.
But usually
but
it's
always.
Side by side. Yeah, I don't know how to go about this. It looks pretty cool, though. And the coolest thing that I like, I'm not sure if they show it early enough here. Let me see. I was skimming through this earlier, and they showed this a couple of times. I was like, that is a sick mechanic. I think it's around here somewhere. Is it right here? Oh, where is it? Okay, well, I'll just talk about it. There's a mechanic where if you're like in the middle of getting fucked up in a combo, your partner can come through and just save you and replace like themselves. You know, like in the anime, someone's about to get fucked up and then someone's out of nowhere just catches them and brings them out the way and has that whole hero stance as they slide out the way of the attack.
Yeah,
you can do that in here.
Oh, that is a cool mechanic.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
A lot of cool shit in here too. It looks pretty dope. A lot of characters.
Oh, the butterfly bitch!
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Have you seen Demon Slayer yet?
Yeah, I've seen Demon Slayer. Not the movie.
Oh, he's still into the
movie. But I've seen the anime. This dude, I think he has the ghost kids with him, because I swear I saw them in here somewhere.
Who, the boar?
No, the nose, the teacher, the Tengu.
Oh, he brings the ghost kids out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, because I saw them like attacking in here. I was like, what the fuck?
Which, by the way, I want to see that Tengu full fight. I feel like when he does some shit, it's going to be wild.
Yeah.
I know he's like retired or whatever, but he's probably sick.
How is that rescue mode, man? Oh, is that, there it is. He's about to get fucked up and bam, got saved.
Oh, that's dope.
Right?
Okay, that's cool.
I think it happens again right here. Yeah, boom, got saved.
You know what the feel I'm getting from this,
AJ?
Code
getting fucked up. Boom, got saved by the brother, you know?
You know what the feel I'm getting from this? Because as far as how we're talking about how it's 2D and sometimes 3D, it's kind of reminding me of Dragon Ball Budokai, where that game was mostly 2D. However, there were sectors of sidestep. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So there were, like, even though you're always fighting 2D, there was a sector of sidestep. Like, there's like five
like
ways.
Other, like, layers. Like,
yeah, and you can fight from that layer.
There was a KOF like that.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like those creators who did that KOF and that one, that Dragon Ball Z, as well as, what's the other game I'm thinking of? Street Fighter EX Plus.
Okay.
I feel like they're all the same creators. I'm going to look it up after we're done with this podcast. But just looking about how it is, like, how they get the 2D right. But that 3D thing is kind of in sectors and kind of weird. Like, that's the feel I'm getting from this, too.
Interesting, yeah.
But the thing is, those games are all fun. Those are all fun games to play, but they all burn out after a while. Do you know what I mean? Like, I love Dragon Ball Budokai. I love the other one that we both played,
EX.
What was the other one I said?
I mentioned KOF.
Oh, yeah, you said KOF. But what was the other one? Yeah, KOF's one of
them. Street Fighter EX?
No,
I've got the other one.
It doesn't matter. But yeah, they're all games that we liked, played a lot, and then just fucking dropped one day. And just like moved on to something else. So that kind of worries me. But I mean, this looks cool though. I'm fucking down. I'll play this shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out when it comes out because it looks pretty cool.
Oh shit.
Oh, that's dope. Spoilers, guys.
Oh yeah, maybe don't show any more of this actually. But yeah, this Demon Slayer game looks fun. Looks cool. I would play it.
It almost looks like it's the arena fighter, but like it mostly looks 2D. I don't know what to think about it. But
again,
it looks pretty dope so far.
If you reference games that we were talking about, like EX Plus and Budokai, and it seems like it's in that game.
Yeah.
So.
But anyways, coming out October 14th.
Yeah.
And apparently you can get it on like most consoles, I believe, except for Switch. So it's going to be, worldwide on the 15th, PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and S. So look out for that. I'm interested.
It's funny that Taichi said that Lightning Guy's sword attack looks just like Kakashi's from that Ninja Storm where he zigzags.
Mm.
But, I mean, that might be true, but that character actually has that move where he zigzags across. So I don't know if that's... I don't know how meta that is. Like, if somebody got that from something else or what.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That makes it. That was pretty cool, AJ. I want to play that. We got to at least test that out, right?
Yeah. Other news, if I may.
Go ahead.
Crunchyroll.
Fuck. I'm glad you got this. I forgot about
fully acquired finally by Sony.
Fuck.
So now Sony has both Funimation and Crunchyroll. And it looks like it sold for over $1 billion. 1 billion, 1.175 billion, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much Sony ended up buying it for. Paperwork is done and everything is complete. Sony is now officially the owner of Crunchyroll. They already bought Funimation a few years ago. Now they're one company, they say. And they put out a statement saying something like that. They're going to have plans to kind of combine them in some way. We'll see, I guess. But I can. I don't know. What do you think they should do? Should they call it like? Should they keep it Country Row? Should they just call it Funimation? Or should they make a brand new thing where it has both underneath it?
They definitely
got to combine them, though, right?
Yeah, they have to combine them. I think they could just add to their library and call it Funimation.
Or just call it Sony.
I mean, I guess. I mean, Sony Anime would be a great name.
Ooh. Yeah,
especially if they have everything, they'll make themselves a household name.
Oh, shit.
That'd
be cool. And Sony's kind of already a household name anyways.
Yeah,
so.
I guess you're right. That's not the right way to put it. It'll make their name familiar with anime fans. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll think of Sony when we think of anime, and that's what they want, you know? Because, yeah, we'll trust them.
Yeah, so we'll see what they do with the whole, like, you know, combining everything together. Crunchy Animation, says Carlos. That's not a bad idea.
No, he said Crunchymation.
Crunchymation. Okay, now I see it.
That's fine.
I like that even better than what I said, actually.
Right?
Crunchymation.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Or Funeral.
Well, here's one thing that I'll say. No, Funeral, that's cool. I like that. Here's one thing I'll say they have to fix their interface. That's why I want them to make a brand new streaming service, because Funimation sucks and Crunchyroll sucks. They both have shitty interfaces. I'm like, how expensive is it to get the guy who does Netflix's interface? Like,
must be expensive.
I mean, but HBO Max has a great interface and they're brand new. Like,
well, you see, T, both of those companies are American, and you know, Crunchyroll, Funimation, I don't think so much. So,
what about Disney? Okay, then tell me why Disney Plus sucks.
Because
I know you feel it when you be playing around on Disney Plus.
Nah, actually, okay, in the beginning, yes, but they're slowly building shit. But that's because that was based off a fucking MLB platform, a baseball streaming platform.
Is that why that is?
Yeah, because they bought some streaming platform from Major League Baseball, from MLB, and that's what they use as their backbone for this Disney Plus service. Yeah. Because it was a streaming service to show different sports and teams and video and all that.
That's lame, and it shows, because you can't check seasons. Like, you have to click a show, start an episode, and then go back if you want to go to episode count or season count. Yeah, try to click a show and see the episode count and the season count. You can't do it. You have to actually start it and stop it. And then it says seasons, episodes. Like, but if you don't do that, you can't see that menu. That's a fail. That's Disney. Like, I'm like, come on, guys. You guys got
You know, me. I don't use Disney Plus on on TV or like one of those platforms too often. I mostly do it on the computer. Thinking about it now, like, I don't have that issue because I've done that before and I found it easily.
You know why?
So maybe the interface is just different on whatever TV platform.
Yeah, it probably is. You know why?
Why?
Probably because you subconsciously realized it fucking sucks. And you're like, I'm just going to use it on this. Like,
One thing I did hate, though, that was PC-based was that I couldn't push the pause button to pause the space bar to pause the video for a long time up until recently. Like, every time I was trying to pause, like, oh, let me pause it really quick. Just hit the space bar. Netflix, Hulu, everything else, YouTube, hit the space bar, it pauses. Not Disney Plus, though. It's the only one that didn't do it.
They're fucking morons, dude. Like, this dude.
They're doing it now, though, luckily.
Oh, they are doing it now.
They're
finally
doing it. But it took a while, though.
Okay, that's not too bad.
All right, any other?
Yeah, so quick piece of news. I'll just do two. It's kind of one. But
I got, like, two more.
Okay, let me do two.
Maybe even three. Maybe even four.
I'll just do two in a row.
More like three. I don't want to talk about the other one.
All right, anyway. So, Dead Space. You remember that game?
Yeah.
The game came out in 2008 for Xbox.
Damn, been that long ago.
Wait, is it Xbox 2?
Is it 360?
Was it 360 or was it Xbox?
No, it wasn't Xbox. It was a 360
for sure. 360, okay, yeah. Xbox 360, right? So, I don't know if you remember, but that was the age of super limited editions. I don't know if you remember, they did Gears of War, like, super limited edition, 1,000 copies made, you know? Like, what else came out around that time that was big? All the big games that came out had, like, these... Some of the Tekken games were doing it. Like, I think Tekken X Street Fighter had this rare limited edition one that they only made 1,000 copies of, and you got, like, some bonus shit with it, right? It was some shit like so that was the year, the age of doing that, early 2000s,
yeah,
you know?
A lot of... oh, shit, this is showing up everywhere. My bad. Yeah, a lot of games did that. You know, my favorite that I ended up selling because of times. But fucking the DJ Hero set. But PlayStation also got a special edition like that, too.
Yeah.
That whole big-ass box with the DJ Hero, fucking the game in there and all that. And the Renegade edition.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Exactly, yeah. And everyone was doing
black
it,
black and gold turntable.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, those were all cool and all dope, and everyone was doing it. But, you know, I felt like everyone was buying them and reselling them just to make some quick cash and shit. Well, guess what? If you held on to the Dead Space Ultra Limited Edition that was released in 2008, there was only 1,000 copies,
Steve.
Right? Only 1,000 copies. Steve might have it. Even out of those 1,000, you can only find like less than 30 of them.
That's crazy.
And guess what they're going for now on eBay?
$30.
Wouldn't be bad.
30,000.
Oh, you're more close with that. Cool. Than you are $30. $12,900 per disc.
That's still a lot, though.
Yeah, if you
per
want,
disc.
I mean, per you know. Oh, yeah, you, per like, unit. Okay, per unit. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. How many discs are in there?
Yeah. So if you want that original limited edition right now, $12,900, bro. And it's the same game. It's Dead Space for 360. It might have like a little soundtrack, a little booklet or some shit.
Probably can't even play it because you have red rings on your old 360.
Probably right. Probably can't even use that shit anymore. You're so right. It's just insane, man. Like, but yeah, that's a thing.
Now, so, I don't know, my 360. I got rid of that shit. I got rid of all my 360 shit.
And Boombox. Anyway.
Why you gotta bring up bullshit?
Man. You know I'm never gonna let Boombox go. I like that game. Anyway, what
the fuck?
What?
$25K for this.
What is that?
Uncharted, like some special edition Uncharted game for the PS3 that Tai Chi posted. Because he probably has this.
Oh, it has the dagger? Oh, wow.
Oh, he does have this.
He does have it. Wow, that's funny. He really does. Yeah. All right, so... In perspective, AJ, I'm gonna make that story sound stupid. So last week,
oh, he has a replica.
I'm gonna make the story I just told and Steve's story right here sound ridiculous.
Okay.
Last week, Super Mario Brothers sealed cartridge for NES.
Yeah.
$2 million.
I know. Before that was like fucking the 64 version, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit sold for $2 million.
That's crazy.
Last week, bro.
But like,
someone came up on $2 million over a Super Mario Brothers cartridge last week.
Like, it was rated like super high. Like, it was a high rated thing.
9.4 A++.
Yeah,
which is pretty high.
And it had like one of those sticker things that, you know, when you work at a store, you have to attach those stickers to the back of it so you can hang it on the fucking peg. It had one of those in such good condition, which fucking just upped the value of it. Just that one sticker, just one random employee just popped it on one day just so you can hang it up there. Fucking, he put it on there perfectly. That made this shit worth $2
million. There you go. There you go, man. That's what it takes. The right timing. But yeah, so... If you thought Dead Space or Uncharted were bad, Super Mario Brothers is going for $2 million.
That's crazy.
And you can't. And A, you probably can't play it because you don't want to break the seal. And B, if you did play it, it's the same whack-ass game from fucking the 80s.
That you could probably go to like a swap meet and buy the cartridge for like 25 cents somewhere, probably.
Exactly. So that just shows you how stupid the culture is sometimes.
Yo, I've been thinking, I probably wouldn't be able to do it. But would you be down to buy a fucking box of Digimon 1.0 and just never open it for like 20 years?
Damn, that's an investment.
Yeah, I know.
That's an investment.
I know.
Wow. Hey, yo, if you down with that'd be fucking wild.
That'd be so hard not to open, though. Like, dude, what if there's like some Omni fucking alt arts in there or some shit?
Well, that's the worst part is because you know there's going to be something good in there.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be something good in there.
That's the one thing. I've been thinking about that, like, man, if like, we can find these boxes right now, and they're fucking early, and it's fucking infancy and shit right now, so, like, imagine just holding on to a box for a few years and see what happens. Anyway, something we can talk about later on. In other news, though, we got news of some Street Fighter news. Street Fighter V. You ever play that game?
Yeah.
Yeah. They announced not only the, like, actually showed us some Oro stuff, but they actually showed us some freaking Akari or Kira stuff too. So here's Oro, and apparently rather than him tuck his arm away in his fucking clothing, he's holding a turtle to prevent him from using his other arm. So
yeah. Oh wait, what? Oh, he has a friend he's protecting now?
Yeah. So
oh shit!
So that's how he fights now.
You know they say warriors are stronger when they have something to fight for.
Oh shit! Okay, damn.
Now he has something to fight for.
Yeah, but yeah. So Oro's coming back. I think he comes out like on the 16th. Yeah, the 16th of August here coming up. But they also showed us the other character. Where is it? Bam. Akira, is that her name, right? Akari.
Who the fuck
Akira.
Is that?
Freaking from. I forgot what game she's from. Is the one you think is Skullamania?
Oh yeah. Why does she look like Skullamania?
Because she's Akira. She has her skull fucking helmet and everything, too. Oh, she has a fucking skull energy that came out right there.
Yeah, I saw the shape.
Yeah.
Wait, so is she the one hidden behind Skullomania?
I don't know. I don't know about the whole thing. Oh, yeah, there's that skull there again. I never noticed it before. That's crazy. But yeah, but she's a new character from Rival Schools who's joining the Street Fighter V roster pretty soon. I think both Aura and her come out on the 16th. So we got to see some gameplay of her that they kind of showed off last week. And then as a last, like the last character they showed off is a brand new character. And here's his little trailer right here, too. He speaks Japanese. Bam, look at that star.
Damn.
Capcom.
Style.
Let me skip up a little bit.
I feel America coming.
Check him out. I'm not sure if he's American. I'm not sure what he is, but he seems to be like a MMA fighter.
He looks like he could be European, too.
Maybe European, yeah.
Oh, shit. And that's dope they finally added MMA character, because, dude, that... People are saying that's basically the top martial arts in the world now.
Like mixed martial arts? All the martial arts is the top martial arts right now?
No. MMA has its own style now.
Cause it has its own style now?
Yeah, because it's a mixture of, like, kickboxing, judo, floor fighting, jiu-jitsu, and it's like either Hapkido or old school karate. It's like a mixture of those four. And so people are like, with that combination, it's like the best martial arts. Like, so you can pick other things, but they're going to be like limited. So I just like that they finally put that in Street Fighter, because it's true. Like, it's up there, you know?
I'm not seeing him doing any wrestling shit. So far, the only thing they showed from him is like him throwing those little fireballs and him doing these fucking uppercut attacks. Like, that's pretty much all they really showed. I don't even think I saw him kick.
Right.
Oh, there's a kick. Okay. It's a
but you're right. You would think he'd have more grabs if he was going to be an MMA guy, right?
But at the same time, I think this is an early build. He's not coming out anytime soon. I think he comes out later in the year. So maybe they're not done with it.
That's definitely an MMA move he just did.
Yeah, so maybe they're not done finalizing his attacks, or maybe they can't show it yet. But yeah, and his name is Luke, and supposedly they're saying that he's going to be the new face of Street Fighter coming up pretty soon.
Excuse me?
Or at least one of the main characters that they'll be focusing on in future Street Fighter games. So get used to him.
Why?
I don't know, man.
Well, that's interesting. I like how that super works.
Yeah. So yeah, new character coming soon. Looks all right. I'm not sure if I'll pick him up or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about him.
New there.
I fuck with it. Okay. Damn, I have a couple pieces of news. All right, real quick. So Kirsten Dunst was seen not at, but very close to where the reshoots are happening for Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, shit.
No Way Home. Sorry, that's the new one, right? The one that's coming out in December?
No Way Home, yeah.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst, which is on the right, you know, she was seen, you know, very...
Without a mask.
Without a mask, yeah, of course. Very close to where they're reshooting, right? Who does that look like? If you had just a first guess on the left, thinking Marvel, who do you think that is with her?
I don't know, but my first thought was that one chick from, like, American Pie.
No. I said thinking Marvel.
But thinking Marvel.
If you had to just guess, who do you think, who does that look like?
Oh, shit. Okay, I saw Tai Chi write it. Karen Page?
Jesus.
I couldn't even think.
It's probably better that Tai Chi wrote it, because you may have just been staring at it.
No, I would have been like, I don't fucking know. But now that you said it, I was like, oh, shit, that does look like her.
Yes. The actress' name is Deborah Ann Wall.
Oh, shit.
And the rumor is that she's right there on set, nearby with Kirsten Dunst kicking it, not far from Spider-Man No Way Home, hinting further... that maybe Daredevil is in this, and we already said he didn't show up to the Comic-Con thing while the reshoots are happening, so maybe. Now, here's the thing. The actress herself, Deborah Ann Wall, went on to Twitter and responded to this post and said, that's not me.
That's what Taichi just said, too,
yeah. Taichi, stop trying to blow my fucking news, bro. Just let me finish. I'm almost done. Jeez Christ. Anyway, she says it's not her, but... I'll just tell you, this week, one of the Marvel actresses or actors...
Don't listen to T.
...said something that I know for a fact is a lie, because I know they're involved in something.
She's like, I've never been in Daredevil before. What are we talking about?
No. This actress is not in any of the shows.
Okay, someone else.
Somebody in the MCU has said something in an interview recently to kind of like put people off a trail. Mm. I'm not going to say who it is, because I... not supposed to be saying anything about what I know about this.
No.
But I will tell you for sure that fucker is lying. That fucker is lying, and they are 100% in the MCU. I don't think that's a spoiler, because there's like 7 people that are like under that question mark, that umbrella right now. But one of them is lying to you and is 100% casted in one of these movies.
That's funny.
I know that for sure. So ever since I heard that and saw that interview where that person's like, oh, well, you know, if the opportunity came up, I'm like, you're a fucking liar. So now I don't believe any of these fuckers. And I feel like that probably is her, dude. Like, you know.
Yeah, because they're probably told, like, hey, like, make sure you're, like, not in public with each other, or, like, you know. You know, 6 feet apart, guys, come on. And then like, they fucking showed up in one picture. Someone caught them fucking in 4K right here and shit.
Yeah. exactly, man. Now, I don't know. Like I said, again, she could be telling the truth. Maybe it's not her. I don't know. But I'm just saying, seeing what I've seen these past few weeks, you know, and then especially with that Tatiana Maslany shit where she said she wasn't She-Hulk and the Hulk spoiled that she was She-Hulk. And it turned out she was lying and she was She-Hulk.
But then, like, wasn't she, like, not sure or some shit either at one
point? No, that's what she said.
Ah, okay.
But Mark Ruffalo said she was casted, and it turned out she was.
And then Tom Holland came through, like, yeah, no, for sure. He's telling the truth.
For sure. Right? She's not lying. Right? Yeah, so I just thought this is fun, interesting. I was like, damn. Is really, are we going to see some Daredevil action in Spider-Man?
Shit, that's crazy.
Or is this a lie? Is this really not? You know, maybe it's not her. We'll just see. We'll have to wait and see.
Maybe it's Greg.
Maybe it's Greg. He has a good outfit. He's a good disguise.
Yeah, sure.
Real quick, another quick piece of news before you do another one. Catherine Zeta-Jones is casted as Morticia from Adam's Family in the new Wednesday show on Netflix. Is that not the most perfect fucking casting you've ever heard in your life?
Damn.
That really blew my mind, AJ. I was like, Catherine Zeta-Jones is Morticia? That's fucking perfect, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, how come nobody thought of that before now?
I know.
Blown away. Now it's funny because I think I went from just a few weeks ago saying a Wednesday spinoff show. Like, I don't care about fucking Wednesday. I want to see the whole Adam's Family.
I was Thursday. Shit.
Shut the fuck up. But I was like, yeah.
I'm already doing shit on Wednesday.
Right? I was like, a Wednesday spinoff show. Who cares? But now I hear this. And I think they got someone dope for Gomez, too. I don't remember, but someone is good is casted for Gomez, too. I'm like, okay, I might watch it. Because this might lead to an Addams Family spinoff, which is called, a reverse spinoff?
I do like me some Catherine Zeta-Jones, too, so I might have to go check this shit out.
You know? There you go, man, right there. Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. AJ, your last piece of news?
I'm about to go watch some Chicago and shit. Unity. So Unity is a company that does game engines and shit, right? The Unity game engine, people can make games and shit like that. And a lot of big companies use the Unity engine for their video games. I can't think of any at the top of my head. I think Tekken is based off Unity engine right now. A lot of the fighting games are right now. Nothing else is coming out the top of my head. I'm pretty sure Tai Chi would drop some facts and chat pretty soon. But apparently they're buying Parsec. So Parsec is this program that was created sometime last year, maybe even longer ago than that, but it got kind of big last year to play some fighting games, because we all know the internet net code for a lot of fighting games right now is kind of crap. And so to kind of get around the game's net code and the game's engine of the internet and all that, someone created this Parsec thing where you can load up a game and have people connect to your computer to play that game there, so they don't have to go through the servers and through the net code of the game. They just connect straight to your computer as if they're there in the room with you on your computer. And that's how people have been playing some of these fighting games for a while. Like Soul Calibur, James Chen on his channel, on his YouTube, every Monday night uses Parsec for some Soul Calibur action. Unity is buying this system, this Parsec system, for $320 million. So whatever like person in their basement who created this shit is fucking getting paid for this little thing that they created. And I wonder what Unity is gonna do with it. I don't know what they're gonna do with it, honestly, but I think it's pretty cool that they went out and bought this shit from them. So that's kind of exciting.
That is dope.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen with this. I'm not even sure this is finalized yet. I think it's still like up in the air, like they're in talks right now. And that's the number that's been thrown around. So yeah, just look out for that. Oh, in cash as well, by the way, for a grand total in cash.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, I'll keep an eye on this because Parsec is a thing I've heard about. Even Steven knows about it. He actually texted to me too, like, or to us right when I found the news myself. So this is kind of exciting in some weird way.
Okay. My last two pieces of news. One's quick and one's like whatever.
All right.
So one, DigiFest 2021 just happened. Have you heard of that?
Tekken has made an Unreal 4, by the way. Okay.
DigiFest is a special Digimon fandom event.
Oh.
That eventually got the fucking actual company behind it. You know how it goes these days.
Right.
We wish we were so lucky back in the fucking early 2000s to have this happen so often. But yeah, DigiFest 2021 happened. And, you know, they announced a lot of new merchandise and products for sale for Digimon. But they also announced two new anime projects coming out.
Okay.
One being Digimon Adventure 2, the movie. So they're going to be making a new Digimon Adventure movie.
Okay.
Right? The other one is called... is based off of a game that is out right now, if I remember correct, called Digimon Ghost Game, and there will be a full anime about this. It's a TV series. So keep an eye out for that if you're a Digimon fan. These guys are really seeing a renaissance this past year with both the card game and all these new series and Digimon Try. Like, they've been on fire the past 3 years. I was like, I can't even keep up. I was like, I got so surprised by all this cool Digimon shit coming out one day.
I still got to check out those fucking short movies and all that. I haven't done
that
yet.
And Digimon Try. We didn't watch that either. That's supposed to be one of the best things they made. And, and then that new show, I haven't seen that. The one that condenses everything.
Yeah, those are the ones I'm talking about, yeah.
Honestly. Oh, that's what you were talking about. Okay. I was talking about Try, that weird movie in the future that's like three movies or something. Anyway, my last piece of news. There's a new figure by Hot Toys. As Wags has said, it's, you know, he doesn't like to fuck with the Hot Toys. Luke. He doesn't like to fuck with the Hot Toys because they're Hot so toys. Fucking expensive. But it's a new Luke Skywalker figure. And as Wags so keenly pointed out, it looks like the lightsaber is glowing. If anyone's seen Mandalorian, you know he's doing something very iconic from that show. If you haven't seen it, you should just be surprised. I won't say anything. But pretty cool. And if you look at this next image, this is the same figure from Hot Toys. First of all, look at that detail, by the way.
That's crazy.
And here's the other one. Comes a little baby Yoda to pair with him. Real cloth on the figure, by the way.
Yeah, it looks like
it,
right? Yeah, it's crazy.
Straight up out of Return of the Jedi, man. That shit looks so dope. But yeah, just keep an eye out for that. It's going to be available later this year. Let me see if I can give you an exact date before I...
And Tai Chi just reminded me of something right now, too.
Yeah, I forgot all about that, actually.
I forgot about it, too.
Oh, man. Honestly, ever since the creators left, it's hard for me to get excited about that. Like... I want to be excited about that, but I'm just like, oh.
Have you seen it, though?
It's out? The live action?
No. Have you seen, like, the casting they showed?
No, I just heard about it. I don't know.
I'll show you right now. As soon as I paste this link in here.
Well, just to finish this off, this Luke Skywalker figure will be on sale
tomorrow.
Between October and December of... Oh, what? October and December of 2022.
Oh, fuck.
She doesn't even go on sale till next year. What the fuck?
Damn.
All right. Well, anyway, if you want to pre-order it now, it's $330 to pre-order it.
That only costs us a quarter of the whole... No, just kidding.
Jesus, that'd be horrible. Yeah, so I just thought that was a... Yeah, that's a surprise. What the fuck?
Hot Toys always takes a long-ass time to get into production, says Tai Chi. They're made to order. Okay.
Oh, wow. You order one and then they make it. Wow. Yeah. Okay, fine.
So I'm not going to make a random number and just whoever gets one and then whatever's left over. No, they just fucking...
You ask for it,
you kind of have
it.
To, yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right. You ready for this?
No, but tell me anyway.
So these are supposedly the castings for Aang, Katara, Sokka, and Zuko.
Okay. I mean, I don't hate it, but I just feel like... I don't know. I feel like Katara and Zuko should be more Native American, I feel like. You know?
Not necessarily like Native American. They're more like Eskimo type of natives.
Or whatever. I feel like they should be brown. You know, like...
Like darker skin?
Like they were in the show.
Yeah,
you know?
they were.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, they kind of look like them. I feel like this guy's going to be a good Sokka.
Yeah.
He looks goofy. Wow. Well, when you put it like that, he looks a hell of a lot like Zuko.
So if you're watching the version, the live version here, I guess this dude named Dallas, how do you say that?
Dallas Liu.
Liu? Liu?
His name is Dallas. He's American?
I guess so. I don't know if the name like Dallas.
This motherfucker's name is Dallas?
Chinese, not... Indonesian American from, oh, wow. From LA, dude. He's fucking local.
Yeah.
Best known for Hulu's Pen 15 and Marvel Studios. Oh, he's in Shang-Chi?
Oh, shit.
Oh, upcoming.
Oh, well, I know that Pen 15 show is hilarious.
So he's in that. Inuit says cuckoos for
what does that mean?
Inuit. I'm not exactly sure what it means. I'm Native American, but I don't know what an Inuit is.
Oh, like Eskimo people.
Eskimo, yeah. Which I'm pretty sure that's what it is, but I'm not used to
that
term.
No, he's right. I've heard it before. Yeah.
Oh, apparently he's young Shang-Chi. That's cool.
Oh, I have seen him I've seen him in the early trailers. They show young Shang-Chi training and shit before Mandarin sends him away. Mm. That's him.
This dude, Ian Ousley, who's going to play Sokka supposedly, is from Netflix's 13 Reasons Why, which I heard was a pretty good show.
I've heard it, yeah.
And then who's homegirl here? Kia Wintillo, Tarbell. She is from Annie with an E on Netflix.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of it either, but she's from Canada, which is close enough to Alaska, right?
No.
She's actually native. She's a Mohawk.
Okay,
that's crazy.
There you go.
How about home?
See, that's what I wanted, bro. That's what I wanted.
And yeah, I mean, I'm Native American and might like have some family that are like light skinned too. So like,
I'm not saying it can't happen, but I don't think it's representative of the people.
Yeah,
the people don't look like that on the whole. You know, like that's
yeah. And Aang here is Filipino.
I think he's perfect.
Filipino Canadian.
He looks just like Aang.
Yeah,
I'll give him that.
From Vancouver, he's from Netflix's Lost in Space and Paramount Plus's The Stand.
Well, those are both big shows. I haven't seen either of them, but I know they're both huge shows. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so that's what we got going on here. So it looks like we have a casting. It looks okay so far. Not mad at it.
All right.
You know what's funny too? I was about to say she looks like one of my nieces.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. All right. I say. Well, it's already like 12:50. I think we just.
Oh yeah, we just go. Yeah, I'm done too. Actually.
No, I'm focused.
I'm focused. All right, guys. Unfocused week.
All right, yeah, I don't know.
More Digimon.
What if?
Next week's What If.
Splatoon, I might play some of that right now. I don't know.
I didn't see Suicide Squad.
Did. It was great. It was fucking amazing. I've been bugging AJ all week to watch it.
Barely. All right, guys. I guess we're out, and we'll let you know what we did this week. Next week.
That's funny. Hopefully AJ will watch Suicide Squad and we can talk about it.
Yeah,
it
maybe.
Really good.
I'm trying to watch F9 though.
What? Fuck that shit. Watch Suicide Squad.
By the way, fill this can. It fucking has fucking texture on that shit, right?
Wow.
Alright, guys, we out.
I'm glad I wasn't on shrooms when you told me to feel this.
How are we out? We out like this.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/Collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at Unfocused Podcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!